There's a thing that happens at the end of these kinds of events, graduations, that kind of thing, because it feels like the end, but it's just another new chapter. It's not the end. It's the beginning kind of thing. But at the same time, it's that there's a lot of lingering. Adam's maybe the first one to leave because he's got 2 more years of school. So it's the next day we see Adam trying to sleep in, and his sister sneaking in the room because she's bored. And waking him up, and him kind of like halfway shoving himself up onto his elbows, and her just chattering away, and showing him a book, and just talking, and the camera's kind of like looking at them through the door and just panning past to the wood paneling. And as it pans into Leo's workshop and what he things that he's working on, and Otto kind of in the background, and Arya right there, Arya getting a call and answering it and talking, and we get her near twin. Summer's walking down the street. It's not just happy chit chat. It's like things that the conversation is clearly, it's not serious, it's not carefree, it's checking in and here's what's going on, and I'm walking to work, so can't talk for long. And walking into Blitzkrieg and waving to a couple of people. Nono's just walking out as she's walking in and gives a hug and gestures saying, "I gotta go, but I'll be back later," kind of body language, and she's going in. She's you see her there getting ready to go, pulling on the apron and tying it off, and then her phone buzzes and she looks down, and it's like a what does the "we need you right now" kind of
This
image on
bat
this
signal?
yeah what does the bat signal on her phone look like if it's being sent by Alicia?
There's a butterfly emoji, but I think there's also going to be like the girl with the hands crossed and like the strikeout sign in front of
Nice. So yeah, it's just it's that, and so we're not seeing this is all like, I guess if it were TV, there's music playing. We're seeing this without any dialogue or anything like that. So we see that, we see her glance at the thing, and we see her start to like undo the thing, and the phone gets tucked away, and she turns back to somebody's like, "I've got to," the body language is all, "I've got to go," points to the phone, "What can you do? I'll be back as fast as I'll be back quick," but I, already kind of walking to the door, and them nodding and gesturing, "Go, go, go, it's fine." The kind of trust that you get from a place where you work, where they know that you're going to be back, and it's not just you being a slacker, but sometimes things come up, kind of a thing. Her walking down the street, but then immediately turning into an alley. Alicia's there, except it's Charade. She's tapping a thing on her wrist, and there's a little like 3D array that kind of comes up over. It's a wristband that has just enough of a bulge at the tendon kind of area that it can project the cell phone screen basically onto your forearm. And she's kind of using that and kind of showing and indicating what's going on. And Summer's already transforming. And back in the alley a little bit, you can see that Charade's bike is back there, and she starts walking towards it, as Radiance is already shifting there. They're going out through the back, and the bike's raising up, and Radiance is taking off, and we pan up. We're panning up even higher to kind of looking at the larger city, and off in the distance we see like that streak that we get from the whatever the speedster effect is, jagging its way out towards the edge of the city, heading out of the city and away, while kind of above it in a much straighter line, not as fast, but in a much straighter line, a flying figure that you can just get a glint of, sort of this Thunderbird after image heading the same basic heading the same direction. We pan up even higher to where we're seeing the seaboard and past clouds, and the sky kind of fading out, looking down at this beautiful blue and green marble from low orbit. And we pan back even further. We're not looking at it from space now, we're looking at it from a darkened viewing pool, like a kind of a birdbath kind of thing, at Charlotte looking down at it from somewhere in the Magus mansion and looking at it and starting to turn away, and then turning back and frowning as something comes into view in this in the starfield, where you start to see some stars being occluded, and kind of squinting at it and frowning, kind of shy, shaking her head and kind of sighing, and setting aside the teacup and reaching out and grabbing the staff, and that's like the last thing we see.